Well, if you don't have any money, you have to go to a neighbor and try and...
To borrow something?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't borrow from just anybody. I'd have to know that person very well. Or I'd do it out. I'd do it out. But if it's somebody I know very well, I'd go and ask them if they could lend you a couple of dollars or a few pennies. Or if I run out of bread and the grocer's a good ways off, I'd say I run out of bread. Can I borrow a couple of slices of bread till I go to the store? And then I'd bring them back some whatever I borrowed.
In the 30s, and during the Depression, money was...
No. That's during the time, in the 30s, that was during the time, let's see. Yeah, it was really rough.
Money was
very scarce.
Scarce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Work was scarce, even. Because people had to work, but they didn't have the money to pay the labor, you see?
Yeah. Now, used to, they give you a little something extra when you paid your bill, and that was called, or when you bought something at a store. What was that called?
No, they never did give anything when you paid a bill that I know of. I know you could go to, children could go to the store to buy bread or rice or whatever you sent them for, and they'd ask for lagniappe, and they'd give them a cookie or cracker or a piece of candy or something like that.
Okay. Now, was there a place where you could go in the water around here?
Yeah, you could go to the pool, like the Ottoman Park.
Yeah.
They have the pool. You go swimming in the pool. And Shakespeare's Park over here on Washington and Howard Avenue, I think. They have a swimming pool there. You can go there and swim.
Okay.
And I think they had one at LaFawn School.
Okay. Somebody wanted to get across the river, so he...
rode the ferry. Or he rode across the bridge.
He didn't have any other way to get across. He took his clothes off and
he swam across.
He
could swim across or he could go by skiff.
Okay. You might say, the children like to swim in the creek. I have...
swum in the creek?
Swum myself there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that you get up on a board, say, and you...
jump in the water.
Or if you go in head first, you say you're...
dive.
Dive. You say...
I say she went up on the board and dived in the water.
And she dived in the
water?
She
dived off the board into the water.
Okay. When you dive in, hit flat like that, it makes
a splash in the water.
Well, they call that a... what would they call that? You come out and you be all red like an Indian?
I don't know. I don't be around much swimming. I just know enough of it. I don't know.
Okay. Now, something you would do when you were a kid, you'd go out in the grass and turn...
Tumasets. Acrobats.
Okay.
Do tricks on the grass.
Somebody got caught in a whirlpool, and they went down for the third time, you say, they got...
Drowned.
You say, I wasn't there. I didn't see him.
I didn't see him die. I didn't see him when he got drowned.
Okay. I didn't see him drowned. Okay. Now, in a month or two, that baby of yours will be...
in a couple of what?
Months. He won't be walking, but he'll be...
he'll be sort of setting up, cooing, trying to make noises.
And he'll be...
me be crawling.
Crawling around.
Teasing.
The place, yeah.
They get 3 months old and start to teasing.
They do?
Yeah. My daughter has a baby that's 6 months old and she has two teeth already.
Ooh.
That's the one in California.
Yeah.
And she told me something I didn't know about. She said whoever finds the first teeth, the mother or the father has to buy a new outfit for them. So that must be the California law, because I never heard that here.
Yeah.